the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you need money and you want someone to loan liberally to you, well, then be liberal with your money. And you will receive the same. Maybe not in this world, but God sees it. And He will reward you. He will reward you that have no reward. And that's why He says, lend hoping for nothing. The sinners love them that love them. And the sinners give and hope to get back what they gave. But you, I'm telling you to hope you won't get paid back. Because that's the best thing that could possibly happen. Because now, instead of having some man pay you back money, God's going to pay you back with something much greater. You will be His child. This is part of making our calling and election sure. Because when we do the works of God, we see, yes, God is saving us. God is making us into His sons. God is kind to the unthankful. We ought to be kind to people, whether they're thankful or not. And to the evil, remember that. His kindness towards us. Don't despise it when you're dealing with other people. Be merciful like He's merciful. And that leads to what He's saying here. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and it shall be forgiven. Given, it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet, with all shall it be measured to you again. God is merciful to us. We don't deserve any favor from God, but He gives us favor. How is God kind to the unthankful and to the evil? Well, He lets them live. He even lets them exist, which is something that He might otherwise not do. God could have said, I want a world in which there's no evil. And poof, we never would have existed. God is kind to the evil and to the unthankful, which is us. He even allowed us to live. He's already kind to us. Therefore, we should be kind and merciful to others. Taking on His example. Seeing the world in a different light. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Does that mean never judge? Never judge anything. Everything Christ says is meant to be taken in wisdom. Because in other places He says, judge not after the outward appearance, but judge righteous judgment. It is impossible to get through life without ever judging. Jesus did not say, never judge anything. He did never say, make void the judgment of God. Because we cannot undo the judgment of God. As Paul said in Romans, and we quoted this just the other day, that Romans chapter 2, we are sure, verse 2 of chapter 2, he talked about all these sins, right? And he says, you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, that thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doest the same things. We are sure, though, but we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And you can read in Galatians 5 that the judgment of God is them that which commit such things shall not inherit God's kingdom. That is sure. What we do is we look at others and we say, they will not inherit God's kingdom. We hate our enemies. We say, I'm not going to rebuke them because they're not worth it. They're not going to be inheritors of His kingdom. So I'm not going to do anything. Just let them be. Let him be. Leave him alone. Let him die. Say nothing. Even Jesus cared enough about His enemies to rebuke them. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees. Even though He knew they wouldn't repent, He still provided an example of how you love your enemies. Jesus loved His enemies. How did He treat them? He spoke roughly to them. Because if you speak kindly to your enemies, they're not going to have any need to repent. And it is, and you understand, I mean speak kindly in an outwardly kind way that is inwardly hateful. Rather than an outwardly rough way that is inwardly full of love. And don't use that as an occasion for sin where you can just speak nasty to people either. Don't misunderstand me. We don't want to judge people beyond the judgment of God. God, we know that sin is going to be destroyed, but we don't know who is going to be destroyed. I don't say, well, they're definitely not one of God's elect. They're definitely going to burn in hell. They're definitely this. They're condemned. They're condemned. They ought to be flogged. They ought to be this. You know, you start handing down punishments. You start being the judge. And you yourself being guilty. You know, I see this, you know, I think that this spirit can come up in the way people look at sins that they aren't comfortable with. Like, let's say someone comes to church confessing masturbation or something sort of shameful like that, and other people look down and, gross. And they're doing the same thing, many of them. You know, but publicly they want to put on this face like, oh, shock. Oh. Church is a very unfriendly environment for confessing sins. It's a mixed multitude. I would never confess your sins in front of a mixed multitude. You don't know what's there. It's just my opinion, I suppose. But you know, what you do publicly, it's no secret anyways, right? And there's nothing secret that will not be made manifest. So let's not be, I'm ashamed of my sins, but I'm not ashamed that I've turned to Christ to deliver me from my sins. And therefore, I have no cause to hide. We want to forgive. Because if we are unforgiving, God will not forgive us. People say, no, but for Christ's sake, God has forgiven us. Yes, he has. But if you have an evil heart and unbelief, and you say, well, I'm not going to forgive someone. I don't have to obey this scripture. I've got another scripture. God, you think God's going to accept that? That's not faith. That's unbelief. When you start doing stuff like that, you're not a believer. Oh, I can be unforgiving. God forgives me, but I can be unforgiving. You are guilty. That's what he's talking about. I'm forgiven, but I don't have to forgive. Because God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven me. I'm a believer. Therefore, I can judge. Therefore, I can condemn. Therefore, I can not forgive. But no, I'm telling you. But it doesn't mean that we neglect God's judgment. I mean, if you read Romans 1 and 2, you see Paul is repeating all these things that will cause people to fail to inherit eternal life. All these sins. And the point is, ultimately, we can't be the doers of them. We can't be caught up in the same things that the wicked are going to be destroyed for. How are we going to preach to the wicked? See, I need to be able to preach and say, you shouldn't drink.